Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A Berlin hospital said in a statement Monday, Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny has been removed from a medically induced coma and is responding to speech. The hospital has been treating Navalny since he was airlifted to Germany for treatment after falling ill on a Russian domestic flight last month. The statement says Navalny is being weaned off mechanical ventilation. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has said Berlin has concluded Navalny was poisoned with Novichok, the same substance Britain said was used against a Russian double agent and his daughter in an attack in England in 2018. Britain's foreign minister, Dominic Raab, said he has summoned Russia's ambassador for the UK to express his concern at the poisoning of Kremlin critic Navalny. Meanwhile, there is a behind-the-scenes debate within the German government over which sanctions should be applied to Russia because of the alleged Navalny poisoning. Leading German politicians want Merkel to abandon the multi-billion dollar joint underwater natural gas pipeline project known as Nord Stream 2, linking Russia with Germany. They say it would send a clear message to the Kremlin that enough is enough. Moscow says it has seen no evidence Navalny was poisoned and shrugs off allegations Russian authorities were behind what Berlin and other Western governments say was Navalny's attempted murder. French President Emmanuel Macron said Monday in a tweet he enjoyed a, quote, very good exchange, end quote, with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on various topics, including Brexit. Macron added, quote, we are going to strengthen our cooperation against migrant traffickers. We also discussed the consequences from the poisoning of Alexei Navalny, the situation in Lebanon, and the future relationship between the European Union and the United Kingdom. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Economists stuck to their forecast Monday that